Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Witch fam. And they thought they were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino, sorry man, black cops are about to get mad,
yeah.
Cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad,
yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black cops are about to get mad,
yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike.
Nah.
Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Man, 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up and flipping the top. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up and Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. There's all the pigs in my city, just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's red like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
And that should tell you and let you know what kind of show this is going to be. This is, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 20. That man is an acronym, abbreviation, for music, activism, news. The number that you can reach us at, and there are those checking us out online. We appreciate that. But you can use that same number of 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at a 216-288 phone call. Before I get to that, a phone caller just gave me like 2 minutes to run through our disclaimer, and I promise I'll put you right through. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you will hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Can't promise how long. This is an hour-long program, but I will listen. Disclaimer number three, press 1 to talk, but Blog Talk's worldwide and may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't want to talk, stay silent, and you'll go back on hold. But we hope that you will speak. So with that being said, before I go into a top 10 list, announcements, a few other things like that, oh, wow. I will go first to a 216-288 phone number, then I'll go to a 216-772 phone number. So we're going to start off as best as possible. 216-288, are you on?
Yes, I am, sir. I'm on your list because I want to hear, response concerning Mr. Tim McGinty. So I'll be talking. I'm listening, and I'm also writing the information down. Thank you, sir.
You're more than welcome. Thank you as always, and I'll do some things to make sure that you at least have something to write down. So I will do that. Before I get to that 216-772 phone number, I just want to go to that top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of either entertainment or, of course, artists that's been doing something. Just for the simple fact, on Monday nights, we make sure that we look at our regional artists. So number 10 spot, KYYM Kim. We're definitely praying for her mom. Her mom was readmitted into the hospital, but there's more on her later on why she made the top 10 list. Number 9, Monica Phillips. Number 8, Suave Gotti. Number 7, HJS Music. Number 6, Ballhead Fred. His song, Kill George Zimmerman. Regional artist who was banned from Facebook and YouTube, but they allowed so many other crazy videos to get out there. It's amazing, but they banned that particular track. We might be able to get back into it later on. He also is known to give out free DVDs of knowledge, such as Hidden Colors, Spook Who Sat by the Door, just things to make you think. Number 5, E-Rex the Image. Number 4, Black House Sounds. More later on that hip-hop workshop thing. Number 3, Swish Fam, B187. We started off with the 137 Swish Fam remix. Of course, more on that a little bit later. Number 2, Sheriff Kilroy was not only on that remix, but was on the original 137 Rounds that was produced by, of course, Varsity Music, Evex the Image. And number 1 debut for this artist, Mookie Montonio. He showed a lot of class at the Umoja Festival. More on that later on. Let's go and see what's going on, of course, the phone line of 216-772. How are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm well. Thanks, Al. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I still have some energy left over from earlier today, so go right ahead.
Yes, I was happy to join Black on Black Crime for a rally in front of the City Hall regarding the miscarriage of justice with the recent indictment of one officer and a tap on the hand, a spanking to a couple other commanders, which is ludicrous for the caliber of this crime and the involvement of 13 other officers that are going to go scot-free. So, not unless we say so, I think we have to keep pushing. Hopefully the federal government will be walking in, but we can't wait for them, because
right.
We got to take justice into our own hands. They want to take law in their own hands. We're going to take justice in our own hands together. That's what we got to be doing, and appreciate that today with Black on Black. Al, are we going out in Justice Center tomorrow? Because that's what Channel 5 said.
hey, hey, we let them put that out there and continuously put that out, so that's good. We won't be going out there because the troops that we were able to get at a moment's notice for a couple of days, but at the same time, there may be something else coming up soon because we want to let, of course, the Republican National Committee know that if they're going to come through our city, set up shop here for a convention, that if we're not being, quote-unquote, handled right, they'll be seeing a few hundred of us coming down to visit us and demand to be heard on what's going on. So I appreciate you for calling up.
Thank you. When's the Republican convention coming?
They're talking about 2016 for the convention to hit our area if they're picked. But already they are here in town on, I will say, quote-unquote, today, the rest of today. I think they're at the Playhouse. I do believe they'll be here on, of course, tomorrow and on Wednesday itself.
All right. It looks like we might be out there in the next couple of days. Let me know. I appreciate it.
No problem. I always appreciate
Stay
you
strong.
Calling in. No problem. And thanks
Stay
again.
Strong, my brother.
Hey,
yep.
Thank you. I think you will appreciate what we're about to get into.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, I do. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, we're going to take the time before we get into, of course, at least the next phone caller who's about to chime in, which I, of course, always like to hear from somebody. So we have that 216-205 phone number that we'll be getting into shortly. And then after that, we will go to, of course, 216-894 to see what's on your mind. I just want to go into maybe an announcement first and then the storyline because it's very important to at least get some things out there so that people will know what may be happening in our area. I want to let people know that, of course, and this is a blessing, this coming Saturday, our 151st Hip Hop Workshop will be held at 1899 Euclid Avenue, Main Classroom Building, this Saturday, June the 7th at Cleveland State University, Large Room 136 from 2 to 6 p.m. as we shoot a live video for the new single from Black House Sounds, featured Sheriff Kilroy, called the Hip Hop Workshop Theme. Live at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, which will feature Solomon Cain performing Faith, and Miss Cleto performing Hard Times. I also want to take the time, since I got a little bit of time to go into that, just a little bit of time, to at least let people know that should they choose. That's why I say have everything ready for information. Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Wednesday, 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 14715 Euclid Avenue at the storefront. And that's at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 14715 Euclid Ave. Don't guess what's going on. Feel free to come and check us out. And also I want to make an announcement for the Art McCoy Radio Show, which airs on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. WERE 1490 a.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time on, of course, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And I want to just jump up here real quick and just take the time to at least throw in one story, get it out of the way. I'll get to the other two phone numbers real quick, but this will take a minute and a half. The 4th annual Umoja Day Parade and Festival was held on Saturday. It was nice that, of course, the Black Man's Army, Ronnie B., Chris King was in the parade alongside the Buffalo Soldiers and the Tuskegee Airmen. On the stage was legendary DJ Psychotic Nut, Vince Robinson, and the jazz poet, the Mookie Montonio, who proved he was a class act. See, there was another jazz band that was setting up on the stage, but instead of complaining, Mookie Montonio brought his act to the ground, complete with children performing and positive messages. There were also themes of unity throughout the whole day, and I wish to thank our African-American mayor and the black councilman who showed up just like they support the Latino Festival in Slavic Village. Newsflash. It has come to our attention that Man in the Street has to give a retraction. It's come to our attention that our mayor nor council people showed up at this event that promoted unity shows a little bit of what they think of us. I want to take maybe 3 or 4 minutes and check on a phone caller from that, of course, 216-205. What's going on with you this evening?
What's happening there, son? How you feeling?
I'm doing well. What's going on, Pop?
All right. Just hanging in there. I thought I was going to give you a call. I said, well, Eastside had called me and reminded me, even though I already knew. I just didn't think to find the number. Went through my messenger and found it. So I'm on air. So what's happening there, son? Like I said, I apologize for not being able to make it, because I wasn't really feeling up to it, man. You know me, when it comes down to them parades, I try to be in as many as I could, We had some nice long walks, walks and stuff, and I really enjoyed that, because like I said, in the past, I was always denied that opportunity. And then, like I said, the opportunity came later on in life, so, that's great. And we're doing a lot of great things out here, and I'm very proud of what you're doing and keeping things going and keeping hip-hop going as strong as it's going right here in Cleveland, even though they say, it's not too much hip-hop in Cleveland, but there's a whole lot of hip-hop here. And, because I am hip-hop myself. I love my jazz and all that, but I love that hip-hop, man. That hip-hop is what kept me going all these years, of service and doing the things that I do. I'm looking very forward to this hip-hop workshop coming up on Saturday. I'm a clown on the turntables like I always do. And we're going to have a real nice time.
I believe that. And the reason that people don't know that I call you my pop is because you took me under your wing, taught me a whole lot about the business, and you've been there for me a lot. So I really do appreciate what you've done. And definitely it's time for me to even reach back out to my own family and friends like yourself. So I appreciate you for calling in this evening.
Oh, yeah, it's no problem, son, anytime.
Hey, I need for people out there, as a friend of mine used to say, international, we need for people to know how they can contact you and what all you do.
Well, currently, people out there, I am DJ Dollar Rock of Down Solid Entertainment, a.k.a. Down Solid Enterprises. I'm a DJ. I fight for people. I'm a beat creator. I'm a composer and all that good stuff. I rearrange tracks and do things like that. I do all my stuff from scratch, so you won't have to worry about getting sued by anybody because I do everything from scratch. I don't be on the internet snatching beats off of no SoundClick and all that other stuff that's going on out there. If you check out my Facebook page, you will see the equipment that I use, which is the Roland MP8000 and also the Beat King. I use that, ASR Pro. So, I use old school stuff, and I learned how to incorporate the old equipment into the new stuff because actually the sounds that you hear now are not really new sounds. It's just sounds that's been tweaked up and down and broke down and watered down and all that old kind of stuff. But, if you want some really good beats, my prices is pretty reasonable. And you trust me, when you get some production deal from Down Solid Enterprises, you better believe you're going to have some really good production. And it's going to be very unique, and it's going to be nothing like, the same old stuff that you hear on 107.9 every day where you don't know if it's Lil Wayne or Drake or Gucci Mane, all that old kind of stuff where, they got those same basic little beats, same basic little loops and stuff. They didn't snatch off of BigLoops.com or whatever you want to call that. So if people out there that's really serious, you get at me at 216-205-2586. I'm ready for you. And let's make good music.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, if you hold the line, I'm sure
yes,
I have
sir.
A couple of things that I'm going to get
yes,
into
sir.
That you will appreciate.
Yes, sir.
And thank you. As a matter of fact,
I can't forget. Also, I do CD duplication. So if you're
nice.
Out there, you need if you're the type of person, if you're a person out there that needs some CD duplication, did in a very, very fast time or whatever, I am capable and able to do at least 1,000 or more in one day. So depending on how many you want done, you know, we could negotiate the price. And I just wanted to put that out there.
Hey, I'm glad you did. Thank you very much. That's Down Solid Entertainment. And wait, please hold the line because I'm pretty sure I have something that you'll definitely like. It's a tribute song.
Sure.
So I'm pretty sure you'll like that one. As a matter of fact, before I get into that, I'm going to take a 216-894 phone call, but I just want to go into something that happened earlier today. Well, not today, but the past week. Something that happened earlier the past week. Pastor Thompson took the time to meet with citizens in the community about accessing and exercising your rights to the fullest. Amendment 14, Section 1 of the Constitution. All persons born or naturalized in the U.S. and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the U.S. and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge privileges or immunities of citizens of the U.S., which stands for United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, definitely something to think about. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within the jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. That is why this show recommends going on Facebook to join Pastors Thompson or TUA, the Ultimate Activists, or the Ultimate Advocates. The Ultimate Advocates, since they recognize fighting for the people and are spending money to fight for the red light cameras and are asking people to come and research things for free so they can file lawsuits themselves. Now, Pastor Thompson say the red light cameras are unconstitutional because they strip American citizens their right to go in front of a municipal court judge to hear their case. Instead, they go in front of a city officer who will more than likely side with the city. We've talked about that a few times on the show before. Now, the pastors gave an example of a big square. So picture a square, complete like corners and all of that, surrounding your poor neighborhoods with a red light camera in each corner. And in between each camera on each line, a little church box, causing more people to become dependent on a handout rather than standing up for themselves. I want to thank, of course, Lauren Patterson, as well as Black on Black Crime Incorporated, who went out to hear, of course, what the pastor had to say. I'm going to come down here and meddle with this phone number they've been on for so patient at a 216-894 phone number. How are you this evening?
Yeah, it's A-Side in the building.
Oh, how you doing, brother?
Man, what's up, man? Shout out, man. Big homie down the rock, man. Business coming soon, man. It's crazy. That's my big homie, man. That's my big homie. Definitely shout out, man, to Justice, man. Shout out to Black on Black Crime, OPN, man. All the rallies and everything we've been doing, I think it actually came to light, man, because I see up on Facebook, man, just because I ain't around, I do pay attention to a lot of things, but I see up on Facebook online that don't, sorry, the Blog Talk Radio, bad cops has finally got what they supposed to get, man. I'm telling you, I saw it. I know it said they finally getting convicted. They something finally going to happen, man. So like they say, man, more justice, more peace. I actually appreciate that, man. It's been a lot of hard work that OPN and Black on Black Crime been putting out there to actually get some type of justice for that situation, man.
Oh, wow. I thank you so much for that phone call. I'm going to give you about a minute and a half before I play something that I think a lot of people will find very interesting. Contact for you, project, and all of that. You got a minute and a half. Tell people what's going on for you.
Oh, man, it's crazy. It's a lot going on, but I definitely got the mixtape release party on the 22nd on West 9th at Club Tomo. MKM, Royal Kings Entertainment, will be promoting that for me. I got the movie, Come Up, GMS, Little Famous Magazine, will be filming that movie. I mean, we will be starting the filming this week. I ain't got the exact location yet. And I am dropping the album July 28th. Redemption, the album. Already dropped the mixtape, so I got to drop the album right along with it. So it's a lot going on, man. I do promotions. I do everything. You know what I'm saying? So definitely if you want to link up with me, you can link up with me on Facebook at New Life Team Takeover. You know what I'm saying? Or you can hit me up, 216-894-5829. If you're tired of dealing with them janky promoters, man, you come and holler at the person. It's a person like me. I guarantee, man, I ain't knocking any artists out here. But, I mean, right now, my little mixtape, I ain't trying to hold up the time, but I'm going to just tell you what a real artist means, you feel me? Because I learned from the best, man. Al Porter, Suave, Gaudier, you feel me? Silver B, big up to hip-hop's guys, man, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the guys that taught me a lot that I know, you feel me? But in the words,
right.
In the words of people who know is best, you know what I'm saying? You can learn a lot from people who know best, and you know what I'm saying? For me, I sold 5,000 copies, man. 5,000 copies sold of my mixtape, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't do it on the internet. I ain't do it on live mixtape, CD, baby. I ain't do it nowhere. I just did it with my hands in the street, here, there, everywhere. It's all about your grind at the end of the day, man. If you want it, you're going to get it. 5,000 copies sold. It's gone. It's gone. Redemption and mixtape. It's out there.
Thank you for calling to put that out there. I got something for you, though, my brother, that I got to play. And I look forward to seeing you at the workshop this coming Saturday.
Yes, sir. I am in there.
All right. Thank you, my brother. As a matter of fact, since I've been saying I was going to do something like this, before I even played a particular thing that I'm about to, I'll just say it like this. Sometimes when people say certain things, like Eastside said, you can appreciate it. You can also appreciate when somebody comes out of the blue and say, I want to support prize people who've done things. So I want you to listen to the lyrics of this next song. There are a couple of people on the line. It has a lot to do with you.
Black House Sound B, man. It's the web for the hip hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? Network style. Trying to pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back, okay. We work out, it be that hip hop workshop, it be that hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back, and we work out. I'm on a different channel, and two we work, got Motley spitting verses, and two we work. I might need music surface, look like no commercial show. Will they claim my boo was so controversial? Show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, off the court was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland fest, we going down. All the rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind on the daily grind. Too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it, said that he's just out for taking over. Cleveland talent is cold. Yeah, opening up the doors. So Cleveland hip hop awards. You think I learned about third boy? You don't support Cleveland artists, in which you so concerned for. None of you wanna try it, just show people become a third boy. Workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Do we work, how it be the hip hop workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Do we work, how
BC neighborhood, ping pong, and chess house. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out. design of a decade. 2004, we're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip-hop show at the EC Theater. First hip-hop show at the Call and Post building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be Real, Poppin' Willie in his wheelchair. After Real, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Maluka filmed the show. Remember Londie, Brandon, and Josh Soul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Vita Vex and Thoroughbred. It's time to go back, back into rhyme. Back to the future. Back into time. Truth Cap, Spade 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's Bald Head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for all deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The terror flows from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be me, but keep it clean.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work. Out we put them lyrics on the pad. We work. Out it be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work. Out we put them lyrics on the pad. We work. Out.
When I first started out, I took a trip down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, when Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep on flowing, whatever time from 10-08, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive, 137 shots. That's why I stay sick of freaking high side. From crooked cops, hip-hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. Out we put them lyrics over that. We work. Out it be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. Out we put them lyrics on the pad until we work. Out.
You're listening to, of course, Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 20. That's Music, Activism, and News. I like that record. Give tribute to people while they're still alive. And it's very interesting that you had a DJ like Dollar Rock mentioning everybody's verses. Who saw that one coming? Anyway, without further ado, I would like to say, give an announcement, then I'll talk about a radio show or two, and then get into a statement, and then we'll see if we can flow with it. I want to let people know that OPNENT and Shroud, a.k.a. Supremely Honorable Roundtable of Underground Dopeness, presents Stone the Butcher Friday, June the 13th at Tucker's Casino, 15532 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 9 p.m. For info, call 216-952-8005. Featuring T-Rilla, Red Stripe, Ray Clark the Shark, King Swisher, and another laid-back, quiet performance from just some guy named Sheriff Kilroy. Also, well, I'm making announcements, so I could do a little announcement and let people know that Spitboxers, tomorrow, free from 8 to 9:30 p.m. After that, that's that $5 inflation, but free from 8 to 9:30 p.m. at 3327 West 32nd Street in Sackett off West 25th, filming America's Next Top Dancer, B-Boy and MC Battles, The Power Cypher. For more info, call 216-202-GMS1 or email hoodfamoustv@gmail.com. And congratulations to City Breaks for being in this week's Scene magazine. If you haven't picked it up, you can definitely check out where it is that we've been. Second time a place that we've been actually made it in a major two-page cross story in the Scene magazine. So that was beautiful on that end. I want to also, before I get into the story, let somebody know, should they choose, SOTC Radio tonight at 1 a.m., that's Cleveland Standard Time, 1 a.m. at WCSB.org or 89.3 FM. And then, of course, there's 216 Radio Saturday, midnight on WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. Before I play the next track, getting into part one of a two-part story that we should be able to get into both parts tonight. November 2012, 60 cop cars involved, 115 patrolmen, supervisors, and dispatchers involved. More than a third of the force on duty that night. 13 officers fired their weapons, 137 shots fired at Tim Russell's car, 24 gunshot wounds to Melissa Williams. Oh, wow. I mean, 24 gunshot wounds to her. Now, there were six indicted by prosecutor Tim McGinty. Now, Officer Brillo faces two counts of manslaughter, which could net him with 3 years, 3 years in prison or probation. You know that if he's found guilty, the union will fight, the lawyers will fight, adding that he suffers from post-war syndrome and all kind of other things. Now, the grand jury charged supervisors on misdemeanor counts of dereliction of duties. Now, Sergeant Dunnigan, Coleman, Daly, Eaton, and Lieutenant Paul Wilson. Now, Dunnigan fired last year, but in other words, it was a basic slap on the wrist, as Brother Don was speaking about earlier. This is upsetting to the community who can't understand why the lawyers praise unprecedented action. You know, we have to be very careful because since 2000, the year 2000, Cleveland police have been involved in 62 shootings that resulted in 34 fatalities, but no officer was found guilty in a court of law. Just because the grand jury has approved this case to go to court does not mean they'll be found guilty and they could still walk. Manslaughter can be used in cases of vehicular homicide as a replacement for that charge or in many other cases where the prosecutor feels that murder charges are too steep. That is part of the problem. In other words, 137 shots, a.k.a. overkill, where officers ignored supervisors, never found a weapon, ignored chase procedures that was already in place, reloading twice for 49 rounds, is only worth two counts of manslaughter and five counts of dereliction of duty. Now, Alvin Brooks of Black on Black Crime Incorporated points out that if two men rob a store and one kills the store clerk, both men get charged for murder. So why didn't the other officers get charged with manslaughter? Next week, we will deal with in-depth why the other officers weren't charged. Now, we were at a vigil on Friday for Myron Anderson for Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Dirty Red of U.S., that's Urban Survival, and survivors, victims of tragedy were on hand as WKYC-TV3 asked us about the 137-shot atrocity verdict. Now, Herbert Stokes asked, how can a chief talk about communities bringing information when the verdict causes mistrust? Now, Judy Martin, with survivors of victims of tragedy, said, now, this is it. To get up on a vehicle, shoot down into a car with two unarmed people who had no way to defend themselves, they were killed. Now, reporter Hillary Golston, she should be commended because an hour before the vigil, she had set up with a camera person on 71st and Hecker. When you brandishing guns came by, pointed at her and her cameraman, it kept going. But we thank her for following this storyline through and not just running out and leaving. That is a major thing that we do appreciate when it comes down to that. Before we finish this part of the story and going on to everything today, I see a 216-906 phone number that I'll be getting to in just a moment. But I just want to put that out there because, for me, this is very, very interesting. We perish for lack of knowledge, so before I take that phone call, I want to let people know you can use this number of 646-478-0944 for Hood Tools Radio on Friday and Saturdays, of course, 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Music Business 101 with Emacs, the image and the mindset. You can also use the same phone number of 646-478-0944. Hood Talk, Wednesdays at 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, international politics broke down to a local level. That's the other program that my man Emacs the Image does as well. This one, I have enough time just doing on Monday. So with that 216-906 phone number, what's going on out there? 216-906, you're on live.
Damn it.
Which
hello?
Mean they probably, yes, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing quite well. All things considered, I'm doing quite well. Hey, what's going on with you this fine evening?
Well, I tuned in late. I just called in. I'm a first-time caller. Don't you have a bill or something to ding and say, yay, I called? Wow. Okay, but no, I just called in to thank you who are keeping us abreast of the activities and the goings-on in our fair city and for the surrounding cities. And I just wanted to thank you for all that you do.
I appreciate that very much. And, no, you don't know how much. I really do appreciate you for that. And I thank you.
Oh, no problem. Like I said, I tuned in late, but I did want to get that in. So keep up the good work, and I'll continue to listen.
Thank you. If you continue to listen, I'll appreciate it. And may you have a blessed evening.
You also, thanks.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, what I will take the time to do is I'll send a song out for you from Emacs the Image. One thing that I do want to, since, of course, I have my partner out here, of course, my pop and a few other people listening, I want to definitely say that before I get into the next storyline, standing ovation party in honor of the courageous women of Cleveland. They've been through so much, yet still they stand strong. Hundreds of men are coming to salute and honor our beautiful women as they walk down the red carpet at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex, located at 11209 Kinsman Avenue. That's Saturday, June the 14th. That's Saturday, June the 14th. Wow, a week after the workshop. And that will be from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. So start there early because, of course, we have some of the nicest entertainers around. All ladies entertainers such as Debonese Bird, Monica Phillips is coming in from out of town, Sister Mary Eleanor McClendon, the solo poet, Fadiva and KYYM, entertainment with legendary DJ Squirmin Herman. Hey, bring your own beverages. Hey, don't let that fool you because I know I'll be bringing. Well, try to find me some Shasta, some Fago. I want to go back in time like that. Donations are $10. And for contact information, for tickets, all of that, that's right, it's only $10. Food to be purchased at the B&M, of course, venue, Reverend Beckham. And numbers for tickets are the 216-486-0236, 216-441-0041, or 216-990-0679. So I must say I appreciate that very much. As a matter of fact, I want to get into it, and I'll finish up with some information and all of that in just a little bit. I want to definitely send out this song for, well, I say the last person who just called in, and we'll be right back. E-Max the Image, and I just want to thank you all. Into next little thing, I would like to point out that, of course, voiceofradio.com, Thursdays, 3 to 4 p.m., that's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show where we deal with, of course, we do our best to have in-studio guests of all types of walks of life dealing with hip hop, and you name it, you never know what you might hear on that particular program. It's a blessing to do it. I also want to throw out there for those who are looking for something different, type in Bored and Restless Radio on Blog Talk Radio. That's Bored and Restless Radio. Or look them up on Facebook. Let any of these people know that you heard it right here. Man in the Streets, Al Porter Jr. Sometimes I talk too much, so I'm going to do my best to give you part two of this particular story in about a minute and a half and let you know that today as a result of the decision of 137 shots by, of course, our prosecutor, Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty. It was time to hold everyone accountable, starting with City Hall. Last year, we approached City Council Safety Committee. Now, we approached the City Council Safety Committee because it was their job and under their jurisdiction to call in and question all 13 officers. They can do that. You know, Kimberly F. Brown has called a few times and told us, know what your public officials' jobs are or supposed to be. Now, they told us in public and in private that they had to wait until after McGinty's decision to which they would be able to act. Now, McGinty's decision came last Friday. So our city council goes on recess. They go on recess next Monday. So now you can see why there's urgency to go see them because, well, Tim McGinty, he'll be there. So we demanded a meeting immediately. That's what we did today. We also took it to City Hall to start the process of mandatory drug and alcohol testing for cops involved in shootings. We also, on behalf of the families who called for unity, asked for a meeting between the new police chief union head former and community organizations to get on the same page alongside, of course. So we asked for a meeting between the, of course, new police chief, Wendy Williams, union head former, and community organizations to get organized and on the same page. So we thank the Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Revolutionary Party, Don Bryant, Immigrant Support Network, and many others. And, of course, P.S., I would like to thank Jeff Johnson, Ward 10 councilman, who showed up after everything was over but told us to keep the pressure up. He just don't know. Anyway, if he did know, wow, others might look at him and say, you told them to keep the pressure up? What's wrong with you? Anyway, I'm having a little bit of fun, which I feel like I should be able to do. Before I play this next track from my man, Suave Gotti, I want to go back in time because a lot of times I talk at people, but I don't get a chance to talk to people. And, you know, growing up as a church baby coming up, a lot of people might not know that Al Porter Jr. chose to live a hard life on his own. So in 1982, before 1982, we'll go back, flash back to 1985, where I lost a child before 11 months, before she could become, you know, a full year. Now, 1982, I'd already started using, like, wet, which was laced with coke and embalming fluid. Never quite recovered from that because, see, I know some former gang members that were around me who have to be walked around by their parents' diapers changed because their minds are gone. Now, one of the reasons that I'm the walking revolution is that I still have and suffer from seizures that impair certain aspects from driving to certain other things, including memory loss, hurts, and sometimes causes anger and depression, resentment to this very day. So if there's one piece of advice I would give is to definitely be honest. If you're having or suffering certain problems, stop hiding, because you can never hide from yourself. And I've survived, I've been successful, but I haven't reached the potential where I could have been if I dealt more closely with the peers and the people who are around me that I consider family and who consider me as family and friends. So that's where Al Porter is right now in life. I've lived, I've had a very nice life. But right now, if I'm not involved in a lot of other things coming up, it's because Al Porter will be stepping up and looking inside to help the outside because I love what it is that I do, and I love the people around me. I'm blessed that I still have a mom who's alive, and I'm blessed to have the people like, of course, DJ Dollar Rock, many other people and organizations that treat me like a brother. But in order to keep on being able to wear the BMA insignia or be where I'm at at Black on Black Crime Incorporated. A real man has to be able to stand up, accept help, move further, and grow. If not, you just pretended. So I'm definitely going to throw on a person who's been like a brother to me since 1982. This brother right here, Suave Gotti.
I'm all about the DNA. I wrote my first rap in 82. Yeah, I'm an old timer, but I can still open up your mind like vagina. Rush like Ernest Biner, clock green like Lima. Bean on the scene is the lyrical rap designer. Yes, it's the S-U-A. Who the bless you say? Those who oppose, I lay to rest you may. Remember me, old school, making fucking songs. Back when your mama was playing Donkey Kong, I used to chase heifers, but no nasty girl could put their hands on my classic girl. Now who's the man to represent C-Town? I let them know everywhere I put my feet down. Cause deep down, we can put a foot in each town. Tell us to bow down, come here and get beat down. Cause we cap peel, crack grills, and crack deal. Don't sleep on 216, these killers pack steel. Must I be like that? Must I chase the cat?
Sundays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WRUW.org, 91.1 FM on the one, Jazz, Funk, Rick and Grooves. And, of course, on Mondays at 2 a.m. in the morning, the Butters, WRUW.org, 91.1 FM. You know, I'm sending this song out. Time to get into that hardcore role a little bit. I think everybody out there listening would love the next track that I play. It's the song by Cleveland's own boss, Ed Fred, KGZ, Kill George Zimmerman. As a matter of fact, like I said, I want to thank you all for definitely being a part of the show as always. And with that being said, just thank you again for being a part of the show. And I'll talk to you all next week.
Yeah.
It's time to kill Whitey, the race for his own. Let's go and find Zimmerman where the hoodie gone. This is hardcore rap, nigga, this ain't soft. Creepy ass cracker, need his fucking hair blowed off. He's a thug, that's the white media told ya. But little Drake is a young black soldier. White power government trying to get rid of us. They keep on profiling us because they scared of us. They keep on testing us. They catch us while we ain't looking. He shot Trayvon, he couldn't take our ass whooping. He took a stand. Zimmerman ain't no fucking man. Talking about he ain't no cracker, he's a Mexican. Damn, I can't take it anymore. Get you black in this country, nigga, you're at war. Let's settle the score. We need a black military. If we violent to these peckle woods, we got him real scary. Fear of a black planet, they just a bunch of fags. They can burn a cross, but I'll burn your flag. Zag, yo, let's put the pressure on them. If you see that motherfucker, do a drive-by on them. Yeah, yeah. Kill George Zimmerman. This fight is in murder from Kill George Zimmerman. Yeah, Kill George Zimmerman. Kill George Zimmerman. Kill George Zimmerman. Yeah, Kill George Zimmerman. This fight is in murder from Kill George Zimmerman. Kill George Zimmerman. You Uncle Tom niggas, I'ma smack you backwards. America is ran by nigga hating crackers. That fucking beast, we ain't tryna get rid of it. That white devil out here motherfucking kicking it. Now put a dick in it, pussy nigga, what the fuck? Give his ass a dollar bill, in other words, catch a buck. Now that's what's up, share the enemy blood and screaming more murder on Zimmerman like bone thugs. Yo, when the ball, when nigga, I'ma squash it. These cool niggas agreeing with the verdict, now let's stop it. I'ma drop it like science, I'ma tell the truth. I put the message out there to the black youth. I wanna shoot Mr. George when I see him. When the infrared beam him, and you're gonna have to clean him. Wouldn't wanna be him. Nigga, pass the shovel, niggas killing each other, but they ain't trying to kill that fucking devil. Yeah.
Yeah, kill George Zimmerman. It's fighting the murder of Kill George Zimmerman.